Support for this podcast comes from Frito-Lay and the 2023 Snack Bracket Championship. The Frito-Lay Snacker Challenge is underway, and fans are voting on their favorite snacks to crown champion. We're talking about primetime matchups between the best 64 snacks in the land. Will Ruffles Ridges reign supreme? Can Doritos defend their dynasty? Or will Smart Food use their smarts for a surprise upset? Only you can decide. Get in on all the action for a chance to win up to $1,000 or a year's worth of snacks. Let your snacks be heard. Just go to FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com to vote and enter for a chance to win. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends April 3rd, 2023. Void where prohibited. Year's worth of snacks awarded in the form of 52 coupons, each good for one bag of chips. See official rules at FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com.
Welcome back to the Silver Screen and Roll Network. This is The Machine.
And I'm Sabrina.
It's Monday. We're back. It's I Love Basketball. Aren't you guys excited?
Sasha and I are back together. Your favorite show on the network, obviously.
I'm sick of talking to all those boys. I'm over it. They were all great, but also they were all still boys. Anyway, who did you talk to?
I talked with Harrison a couple times. Christian. Yeah, good times.
Yeah, I ran the gauntlet.
You hit up everybody.
I only talked to one person twice, and that was Christian. Pretty crazy. It was good, though. I'm sure they were all really good examples of what it sounds like when two people who have never spoken before talk.
The speed dating of podcasts.
Yeah. I did. I speed dated everyone from Silver Screen and Roll Network.
And you came all the way back to me. How lovely.
Always came back. I knew it was going to because...
We're contractually obligated?
We are contractually obligated to make podcasts on Mondays. And here we are. It's Monday. It's actually Sunday in Lakerland, and there were a few things happened this weekend that we should talk about, probably.
Yeah, the Lakers started to build a summer league roster, so a bunch of names that we have never heard of, you've probably never heard of, and probably doesn't make a whole lot of sense to list at this point.
Yeah, I don't know that I could name one off the top of my head, except for the guy that we drafted.
Yeah, I mean, I think the important point is that there has been no notice of Jamario Jones, Mo Wagner, or Isaac Bonga on the summer league team because there are still talks about moving them in order to create that extra max slot for the Lakers. So,
can you explain that a little bit to me? I feel like I get, like, I just, like, blindly accept that moving them will, like, open up a max slot without...
I mean, it's just, like, they have cap holds, right, that are worth about... I don't know, somewhere around $6 million altogether. So if we clear all of them out, then we can push to about $30 million in cap space, maybe more if 80 waves that trade kicker.
Mm. So if 80 waves the trade kicker, then it's $10 million that we
can...
That's
an extra $4 million.
Yeah, so it's like 6 plus 4. But yeah. Both of those
things it's probably
happen.
A little south of 6. I think they're all like 1.6-ish. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right, well...
That's why you see all the jokes about, you know, AD getting $4 million to be in Space Jam or AD getting $4 million to be the Ruffles spokesman. It's a very important number.
Ruffles are really good.
Hot take.
Is it a hot take? I think they're better than Lay's.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm down.
I think I might have said this on a podcast before.
Well, I agree. They are better than Lay's,
yeah. Yeah. Anyway, Taylor Horton Tucker, what do you think?
Talen Horton Tucker is a name that is going to take me a long time to say correctly and spell correctly every single time.
How do you spell Talen?
Typing it out has been a nightmare for me. I can't wait till we get to the point where we can call him THT and like KCP, you know?
I think there's a fun like THC pun that we can make for his like name when we find out what he's like on the court.
Ah, yes, yes.
Yeah, I think that would be fun.
I've
California, right?
All of the Grant Goldberg jersey swaps with Talen Horton Tucker, which he's thick, man. That guy, I can see why he gets the Draymond Green comparisons. But I've come to believe that I have more faith in people's ability to slim down when they get to the NBA than put on weight.
Yeah, it's still looking real skinny,
slender.
Very slender.
Yeah, so I think, you know, I kind of like going for the fat guys now. I'm on board.
Okay. Yeah, I like it too.
Yeah.
I like
this going my to entirely really accurate analysis of Talen Horton-Tucker's game. He said, I think he can lose from White before the season starts.
I've heard people like him.
That's... Oh, yeah. His wingspan is ridiculous. All of these pictures look fake because his arms just go so long.
So, like that picture of Michael Jordan. His wings up.
Yeah. That's exactly what we're working with.
Wow, that's stunning. I'm excited. He seems cool. I mean, who couldn't use more young talent? We draft really well. I think this is, like, the kind of draft that we can expect to have for the next, like, 6 years?
Right. You know, a nice late first or second rounder. That's what we're working with. Yeah.
That will, like,
that's such a funny sentence. Star, you said, but... who couldn't use more young talent? You know who really doesn't need any more young talent is the New Orleans Pelicans.
Yeah.
That's the one.
What did they end up doing for the fourth pick?
They traded it for like 8, 17, 35, and another pick next year. Oh, I know this is not a video format, but Sasha's eyes just went so wide trying to absorb the magnitude of all of those picks that New Orleans now has.
Is that an upgrade for them? Like,
I don't know.
That's a lot of picks, but like... wouldn't you rather have a guy who's 4 in this draft than, like, a bunch of, like, randos? Or maybe they're just trying to haul assets.
Or just Anthony Davis you'd rather have, yeah.
You'd rather have not effed up in the first place.
Yep.
I'm trying not to curse so that I don't have to edit the hell out of this podcast because...
it's an admirable effort so far, Sasha.
I said effed up. They effed it up. So now Anthony Davis is gone.
He's Talen Horton Tucker's teammate. Teammate. So teammate? Close. I will get it eventually.
Talen Horton Tucker. Yeah. That's how we have to say it now. Anyway, what's going on? I haven't heard anything about Caruso at all.
He's going to be a restricted free agent, so they don't have like the cap rights to trade him away yet. I assume they're going to just bring him back once they've done all their other business, but if some other team...
That's our starting PG. Why not?
He's got it. LeBron loves him. You know, he's got the hops. No one knows how to guard him. He's definitely still not on anybody's scouting reports.
It's truly going to be exclusively dunks next season. That's all we're going to see.
Anthony Davis, Alex Caruso, and LeBron James.
Alex Caruso is going to be the trail for everything. If anything misses, he's just going to come in and dunk the rebound. We're never going to, like, everybody is going to be getting Kobe assists left and right.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be all offensive rebound putbacks all day next season.
My favorite things.
Ugh. Anthony Davis has some truly spectacular ones, too. Because he's like LeBron in that, like, when he comes flying, like, what are you going to do? Like, he's a giant piece of muscle.
He can't do anything about it. No, there's no boxing that guy out.
He's 2% body fat. He comes flying. You're getting decked. Like, you're getting laid out. And he has such intense precision in how he flings his body about. And I just, it's so lit. He's so awesome. I'm so excited.
Oh, man. It's going to be fun. If only Anthony Davis could play in Summer League.
Oh, shit, that would be so fun. He would absolutely annihilate everyone at this point in his career.
I think Frank Vogel is coaching Summer League, though, just to, like, get his feet wet with the Lakers. Yeah, so
I kinda
Lakers
like
got to do well this year because otherwise that's going to be an early indictment on Vogel and a lot of potential candidates to replace him on the bench.
The talent sucks. There's not a whole lot you can do with a bunch of no-names.
But they will have Talen Horton Tucker.
Talen Horton Tucker.
Definitely not a no name.
He's got three names.
Three names.
Three whole names. And none of them are real names.
I guess
actually, so. Horton is. Horton Hears a Who.
Okay.
And Tucker. There's somebody out there named Tucker. Anyway.
But speaking of coaches, the Lakers asked to interview Ron Adams from Golden State, which is kind of exciting because he's pretty much universally regarded as one of the best assistant coaches in the NBA. So it's nice that we're targeting some high-profile guys.
Yeah, I like the move that seems like a good move. I enjoy that there's a move being made that appears to be a smart move.
Yeah, I mean, you assess the highest level talent in the league and you go after it, right?
That's what, yeah. That's what everyone was hoping would happen.
Do you think he's just angling for a raise? But if we can get that for him, you know, by all means.
Yeah, whatever. Get yours.
Pay the man his money.
And also, like, maybe he likes his interview with them a lot.
I mean, and who wouldn't, like, fall for Kurt and Linda Rambis on first sight? I mean,
seriously, though? No offense, though. I'm in San Francisco this weekend, everybody, and I've really enjoyed being here with a lot of, like, dejected-looking Warriors fans. And why would you stay at what is going to be an organization going downhill, truly, when you could join the team that just got Anthony Davis
and
has one of the best pairings in the league?
I thought for sure you were going to say a team that has Talen Horton-Tucker.
How could you pass up that opportunity?
I don't see why you would.
Once in a lifetime.
All right, so we've been bearing the lead for some time here.
We have.
The biggest news in Lakerland that I know you're dying to talk about, Sasha.
Been dying.
Our rumored free agency interest in the one and only D'Angelo Russell.
I think this makes a lot of sense, and it's not because I think D'Angelo is some, like, amazing player. Like, I don't think he's better than I know him to be, but I do think there's something to be said for looking at younger talent who is going to be able to be there with Anthony Davis and grow with Anthony Davis as, like, a long-term prospect. I think D'Lo has proved himself to be valuable enough to be an all-star, obviously, which, you know, debatable whether he belonged there. I think you could go a lot of different ways on that. I think there are rightfully arguments that he shouldn't have gone, but I also think, you know, he big fat did, so they're sort of moot anyway.
You can't take that away from him. That's for damn sure.
You truly cannot. And he's only 23. He's going to continue to get better for the next 3 years at least. Like, he is not even close to his prime. Mm-hmm. He still has years till his prime, but he is so good enough. He's so good already that it's worth bringing him on. And in 3 years, Anthony Davis will be 29 and D'Angelo Russell will be 26. And we'll have this, like, perfect.
The superstars will just, you know, keep replenishing themselves in Los Angeles. Yeah.
And right. I think that it's, like, a good little fit there.
Well, obviously, I mean, the Lakers need some guard depth because they don't currently employ any guards. So that's one. You know,
except for
one.
Caruso.
Except for Caruso. But again, restricted free agents. We don't know what's happening there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's assume he's going to come back. Caruso's coming back.
Yeah. Anyway. He's going to be cheap as hell. Why would we not?
It's very funny to me that the Lakers traded D'Angelo Russell to create cap space for the summers of 2018 and 2019, right? That's the reason they made the trade, is because they wanted room for a second max star. And if the second max star they bring in is D'Angelo Russell, I mean, my head just doesn't even wrap around that. It's so silly. But the fact that, I mean, D'Angelo has reportedly expressed interest in coming back to Los Angeles.
How could you not?
Because the guy that kicked him, you know, out the door, no longer here.
Luke, the guy who benched him, gone.
Right?
Nick Young, the guy who got mad at him for, like, I'm sorry. Exposing, we don't have to get into this, but, like,
Yeah,
you cheated on your wife and bragged to all your friends, and to a 17-year-old, fucking 19-year-old, no, an effing 19-year-old. God, darn it. And then you're, like, pissed about the fact that I got online. Like, you're an
I think it's fair to say that D'Angelo Russell was in the right.
D'Angelo Russell saved him from getting married to Iggy Azalea. I think that Nick Young should be on his friggin' knees.
Whatever happened to Iggy Azalea? I really thought she was the one carrying Nick Young.
She was the first one to get canceled.
I really thought she was the one carrying Nick Young, and it turns out it was not that at all. The minute they broke up, she just kaput.
Nah, she got canceled. She was the first person ever to get canceled. Us being like, oh my god, we need you to go away forever. That was when we were like, oh, cancel. Well, we're going to cancel you. That was what that was.
I mean, there were, from what I understand, there were a lot of teammates who took Nick Young's side in the D'Angelo Russell thing. Lou Williams, I believe, was one of them. But that's the good thing about having constant roster turnover is nobody is left from
They're
that
all point. Gone.
Not single players left from that situation.
Wait, was Alex Caruso on the team when D'Lo was on the team? Wow, it's a totally brand new.
Dang's cap hold is the longest tenured Laker. That is the one.
Honestly, I don't. If you're D'Lo, I don't know why you don't jump on the opportunity. Even if we're like, we're not going to give you the max.
He's having a really good time in Brooklyn. Obviously, the thing with Kenny Atkinson is working out. But they are lusting after Kyrie Irving. Like, they are not showing D'Lo any interest in being their point guard of the future.
No, and you'd think that there would be a greater indication at this point from the Nets. Or, like, stuff would have leaked to the media at this point to say that they're still interested in him if they were. And they're not. So, he should be, look, D'Lo, you can take the max and go play in Indiana or and be an effing nobody. Or the Knicks and it's going to be a terrible team next year. I don't know. You could come to the Lakers, win a championship with AD and LeBron as the third guy, and just be remembered as
you could just own Magic Johnson every single time you step on his table center floor.
Oh, my God.
It would be a giant FU to him every single time you did.
Nick Young's Twitter would be an absolute dumpster fire.
What's funny is my dad has been clamoring to bring Nick Young back ever since he left. Because, I mean, I get it. The Lakers need shooting, you know. He's not all in on the Snapchat thing. He has no idea what happened there. But, I mean, they can't bring
I'm just totally back. Uninformed. Doesn't even know.
He's not, no, he's, not oh, Nick sure. Young's gone because he was a bad player. That's why.
He didn't follow Lakers Nation. That was happening.
Today's episode is brought to you by Cars.com. With over 2 million vehicles and 50,000 more added every day, Cars.com will match you with the perfect car for you, your budget, your life, your style. And if you're ready to say goodbye to your current car, Cars.com will get you an instant offer to cash it in. Just start by entering your license plate and get matched with a local dealer who will write you the check. So whether you're looking to buy or sell, just go to Cars.com. It's magical.
I think D'Lo should come back for, if he's really about basketball, I think there's like, guys should obviously get the most amount of money that they can. I also think that if you're coming to LA, you're pretty much like guaranteed to be making, like you're going to Indiana or you're going to LA, you're going to make more money in Indiana probably because like,
they
I don't
pay you more salary and the state taxes and stuff. And yeah,
but
cost of living, you know,
you're going to be, your face is going to be plastered all over the city.
And think of all of the endorsements that being LeBron's teammate gets you, right?
He's going to be on a poster with LeBron and AD for the next 2 or 3 years.
He could be in the next Spring Hill Entertainment Project.
The opportunities are there. And I just feel like you're going to actually, like when you look at all the numbers, you're going to make more money being in LA, even if your salary, like the salary that you look at that the team is paying you is less. You're going to make way more money.
Yeah, and if he's concerned about that, I mean, he can always sign a shorter deal, maybe, you know, try to opt out and then maximize that money later. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Let's think about the basketball fit for a second. So yeah. LeBron James doesn't really play defense anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's going to be emboldened to play more now that Anthony Davis is his teammate. You know, it's what he's been angling for ever since he got to the Lakers. Anthony Davis, great defensive player of the year candidate perennially, right? D'Angelo Russell, not so much. I do think that there needs to be a little more defensive verve, you know, from your point guard position. Maybe you play him next to Caruso. Wouldn't that be fun? I never thought I'd get excited about a Russell Caruso backcourt. This is how much I love the Lakers young guys.
That's a Lakers wet dream right there. A D'Lo and Caruso backcourt.
Yeah, you'd need to really beef up your wing rotation in terms of defenders. But, like, shooting-wise, that's the guy you want. I mean, he's capable so secondary cool. ball handler, right? I mean, I wouldn't want him leading the offense because I think he gets a little too chucker sometimes.
Yeah.
But that's why you have LeBron James and Anthony Davis.
But he can come off screens and shoot threes, and he's so good, actually.
Can he throw lobs?
Yeah, for sure. Him and
Jared Allen?
Yeah.
Is that a thing? I got to look into this. If D'Angelo Russell is a capable lob
passer. Oh, no. They have a really good two-man game.
Okay.
He's a really good passer. That was, like, one of the things that he did really well in L.A. He was, like, struggling with his shooting, but he's like really, really worked on that and has become very capable shooter. I mean, he has really similar numbers to Kemba.
Yeah, I mean, if it was a choice between D'Angelo and Kemba, I'd take D'Angelo in a heartbeat. Just
really?
Age-wise, yeah.
Yeah, oh, age-wise, yeah, of course.
I mean, and the money involved, too. Like, Kemba's max is so much higher than D'Angelo's. And I think D'Angelo just has the physical tools because he is 6'5". He does have a longer wingspan where he could turn into an adequate defender, if not, like, a stopper, you know? And you don't need a stopper at the point guard position. I think you just need a guy who's not going to get burned all the time.
Yeah.
And he could become that.
Also, like, I think we're underestimating how Kuzma's a guy that actually is not getting brought up that much in the context of, like, what our team is going to look like next year. I think people keep forgetting that, like, he's going to be there. and I think that he made some pretty big strides last year in that he played games. This is kind of like something that Darius and Pete talk about sometimes, where like he now has a example of himself playing good defense to go off of. Mm-hmm. Like even if he didn't do it consistently, he's done it. So he has footage that he can go look at now and be like, okay, this is what it looked like when I was defending really well.
Yeah, I mean, I do worry that
it.
D'Angelo's, you know, he prospered so much in Brooklyn. I wonder how much of that was the environment just being away from Los Angeles, how much of it was the culture in Los Angeles wasn't working for him, or how much of it was Brooklyn's developmental staff.
Being literally.
But I do think that, like, Kenny Atkinson and the people there in Brooklyn had a lot to do with the way he's developed. And I wonder if he could continue on that same trajectory under Frank Vogel and, you know, point guard whisperer Jason Kidd.
How dare you say his name?
His formal title.
He must not be named. Yeah.
I mean, how much credit do you think Brooklyn gets, and how much credit do you think is just a matter of D'Angelo Russell? He turned 21 when he got to Brooklyn, and that's a natural time for people to improve.
Yeah. I also think that there was like some pressure that he wasn't ready for in LA, and they did this to Lonzo too. This whole like, we're gonna have your jersey in those rafters, like to be when a guy gets drafted to be like, you're our next
Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, that's just like an insane amount of pressure to put on someone when they're 18, 19, 20. And then just an absolutely god-awful team.
Like, well, his first year was the Kobe retirement tour, which is not a type of season that should ever be replicated. I think Dwayne Wade did it much better than Kobe Bryant.
I agree with that. And like Byron Scott just hated his guts.
Oh my god, like... Byron Scott. I had wiped his existence from my memory. Oh.
If I was Eli, I'd be like, the first thing I want to do is talk to your freaking coaches.
I want to make sure Byron Scott's not even employed by Spectrum. Don't want to see his face around this organization.
Oh my god. Poor kid. He really like ran through the gauntlet with people. I mean, not that it's that much better in our front office now, but...
We have Frank Vogel.
Frank Vogel is great.
Lionel Hollins. There's some competence starting to emerge from the cracks. Yeah.
And I think all players love Jeannie Buss.
Yeah. I guess it would be nice, like, to rewrite... you remember D'Angelo's last moment as a Laker, right? That game winner he hit against Minnesota, that bouncing three-pointer after his grandmother had passed away. And I remember... Pete, I believe, saying on Twitter, like, with the way the Lakers have been talking about trades, that could be his last moment as a Laker. I mean, I didn't want to believe it, but it's kind of like that was a very perfect moment for him to end his Laker career on. Also, the Knicks get a lot of shade for not having offered any of their first-round picks a second contract in, like, 25 years. I think the Lakers are working on about a decade-long streak now that they've eliminated all of their first-round picks. So it could continue on for much longer.
Oh my god.
And nobody counts Tim Hardaway Jr. because he came back to the Knicks, so I don't think we would be able to count D'Angelo Russell in that context either.
You know? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it wouldn't suffice.
Because we get him when he's at his best, right?
Like, right, we get him when he's an all-star, when he's eligible to sign with the Lakers because he's become an all-star. We only meet with all-stars.
I love that vibe for us, though. We're back on our Bulls-ish.
No, I mean, basketball-wise, I think if you can get D'Angelo for around $20 million, that leaves you some room to work with to get another backcourt piece, you know, like a Patrick Beverley type that's been brought up a lot. Mm-hmm. Homeboy's going to get paid.
Yeah, I mean, he just brings exactly what D'Lo does not, which is defense. Like, it would be a good, that would be a good, like, 1-2 signing to do.
Right, and D'Angelo, like, you know, the knock on him was it never looked like he was really motivated, you know? It's just like, that's just his face. Like, that's just what he looks like, you know? And then Patrick Beverley, like, you never doubt that guy's going to vlog every single second that he's on the basketball court. I can't tell you how many times I was looking for a picture of him when I was running a Clipper story, and his face is just, like, right in Kevin Durant's, like, midsection, like, just ready to go.
Up on you. Well, because that's what he does. If he didn't do that, where is his usefulness? How would he still be in the league?
If he was, like, 4 inches taller, he'd be the quintessential 3-and-D player. But as it is, you know.
But such as it is, he's found another way to be useful and to make use of his own skills, which...
He was originally drafted by the Lakers, you know, so...
Wow! Full circle. On everybody. Oh my god, just imagine if we have Kawhi next year. That's so dumb.
Kawhi has officially opted out of his contract, you know.
Oh, really?
He was always going to opt out of his contract because it, you know, gets him an extra, like, $9 million to do so.
Of course.
Yeah. But, you know, something to keep an eye on, you know.
I love the report that nobody has actually any information at all about where he's going. It's the best. He just operating in complete silence and stealth.
Wouldn't it be so funny if he just signed, like, to a random team? Like, if he was just like, Indiana, let's do this. Like, you guys drafted me first.
You know? I'm just about to use that as an example.
I would love that. I mean, obviously, I would like him to come to the Lakers, but
yeah,
it would be so funny if he just threw a complete curveball and ended up somewhere no one was predicting, just to really show that no one has any idea what's going on in this guy's head.
I don't think he cares if anybody thinks they know what's going on in his head, because I don't think he is plugged in enough to know anything.
Right.
But I did enjoy, I do think that he could be, I saw this on Twitter or something, that, like, he could be the next, like, sniper for hire, where he just, like, goes to your team and wins a championship for you. That would be so fun. And
I would be totally fine if he did that for 1 year here. I got no problem. You don't need to stick around. Give me one.
Come.
We need to tie Boston.
And if you want to leave at the end of a season playing with LeBron and AD, man, I don't even know what anybody can do with you.
I did think it was so funny, like, when Zach Lowe had Nick Nurse on his podcast, and he was like, so... Do you have a better understanding of who Kawhi is? Like, what motivates him? Like, what's your relationship been like? And Nick's like, you know, our relationship's good enough. Like, I understand him well enough to be his coach.
He probably doesn't need that much coaching, to be honest. He's a guy you just want to cook. You just want to let him go saute out there.
Let it do, baby.
What it do be, baby.
It is pretty great that he has brought the term Larry OB into our lexicon. I don't know why it took so long for people to call the trophy the Larry OB. Yeah, let's do this, Corey.
Everything I've seen of him online is fantastic. Did you watch that thread about Marc Gasol just getting absolutely slammed?
It was the best thing I've ever seen.
That's like the level where you're like, that guy's going to hurt himself. He might fall off the floor.
I've hardly rooted for Marc Gasol ever since the Lakers traded him, because I hated how much grief they got for saying it was an uneven trade. Memphis got a very good player out of that deal.
So good.
Marc Gasol proved a very worthy trading partner for Pau Gasol.
Yeah. I agree.
Only one title behind Pau now.
Mm. Do you think he has another one in him? If Kawhi stays. Toronto,
if Kawhi does, right? Why not?
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to beat them. That's why not.
Yeah.
Forgot. Mm-hmm. With, you know, that backcourt of Alex Caruso and Talen Horton-Tucker.
Talen? You think Talen's starting?
I mean, I guess he'll come off the bench for D'Angelo. I'm sorry.
It's like Looney. That's our Looney.
Yeah. I did see someone mention that it's pretty criminal that Kevon Looney is not in the new Space Jam because his last name is literally Looney. Maybe it was too on the nose. I also think it's a missed tampering opportunity for LeBron James to not have put Looney in Space Jam because he is a free agent.
Yeah. I wish him a good recovery. And I hope that he is. I honestly think he should be back on the Warriors.
And if not, then he should come to the Lakers.
Yeah. We could always use another pair of crazy arms. Like those hands that you, like, throw. You, like, sling them and then they, like, stick to things.
Oh, yeah.
We have, like, five guys who are just like that.
Oh, yeah.
Just be throwing arms. So if we had Kawhi, oh, my God. We'd just be throwing arms all over the goddamn place. Taking swipes at people. All right, everybody. That's us. And you know what? We had a good time. We love basketball. We're so glad to be back.
Yeah, it's going to be a crazy week. Free agency starts next Sunday.
Oh, man. So
prepare yourself for a week of ridiculous rumors and try to be a little discerning about what you see and what you hear.
All right. Well, hope you all have a good week.
And make sure to subscribe to the Silver Screen Roll Podcast Network. Again, we're back daily. So shows every day of the week as we get ready for... Stop if you've heard this before, the most pivotal Lakers offseason in recent memory.
Maybe the most pivotal NBA offseason.
Woo! All right.
Everybody's a damn free agent this year.
Well, let's hope we get somebody good.
I think we will. How can all these people be on the free agency market? We have LeBron and AD. We have money. I just don't see how it doesn't. Yeah, somebody does
a good opportunity to come here. This is the place to be.
It right now is the place to be.
All right. Have a good one.
Fare thee well, everyone.